Yes, well, the sheep in the old days, they used to have what they called a shepherd.
Yes.
He used to look after about 16 score, like, in what they called a flock of ewes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be the mating season, mm-hmm, and the lambing season the third week in February.
Yeah, so the little lambs would be
there. That's right.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there'd be what they called his man, what used to belong with him. He'd take over the lambs when they was weaned.
Mm-hmm.
The shepherd would look after his flock, and you'd take the lambs over and you'd keep them.
In a separate
flock.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, of course, he used to come around to you during the day, if that was hot weather, to see whether the flies had struck any.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd keep on them right away time the grass was on. And then when the Swedes was topped and tiled and into heaps, you'd set netting and stakes across the field and
yes,
part about six heaps or
mm-hmm,
might be eight. And then you'd have what they call four lifts around the heaps. And you'd have a mill, cut the turnips,
yes,
and have about, well, it used to run about 12 score. That's what they said was a man's day's work, 12 score sheep.
12 score sheep.
And you'd have 16 troughs
mm-hmm,
to put the food in.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you used to set all the netting yourself, you see.
Yes.
And then when they used to come and have a look to see whether there was any fit for market, you used to drive them home onto the pasture where they used to call the sheep pens was.
Yes.
And they was all in different sections.
Mm-hmm.
So what you picked out, you could put in the,
yes,
in a place and leave some, you'd drive your other flock back. And then you start to drive them, get up at 2 in the morning, at about 3:30 or 3:45, and go down to the docking station and load them up
mm-hmm,
on what they call the cattle train for Lynn.
Mm-hmm. The market was at Lynn.
The market was at Lynn. Mm-hmm. And if you wasn't down there by 4 o'clock, there'd be the road fools here that way, a good long while.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to get up a good time, so I took no the fuss there. Oh, thatching's interesting job. Good money on it. I've earned good money on it. Half crown a yard.
Uh-huh.
That's what they used to give you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I've been both sides, you know.
Yes, you're right over top of the stack.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's what they call the main, up top of the stack.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever speak of the char hall?
Ah, that was when, in the olden times.
Yes.
Yes, when they used to have the old staging.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Before they had the elevator.
That's before they had the elevator. They had the old staging.
Well, how did they do then?
Well, they used to have five people then.
Oh, yes.
There used to be three on the on top of the stack.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be one on the load and one on the stage.
Oh, yes.
And as the bloke unloaded his load on the stage, he'd go up the ladder and the man on the stage used to jump off and on the load and the next one come up.
Oh, yes. So they took
turns. That's right. And if they had a high stack, because they had a char hole, for the man to stand in his seat to handle the stuff.
What would that be?
Well, that'd be about a couple of yards round, I think. And of course, when they got the roof on, they used to fill this here char hole up, mm-hmm, seeing the stacker used to come down the ladder or come off the stage anyway, because the stage went far up, about 2 yards, I suppose. And I used to draw the wagon up the side, you see, when they finished, and the old station used to be put on, or they used to go again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they got more corn in the old stacks with the staging than what they did with all of it, because that was always kept level and that was packed in.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sort of jammed it down.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever keep the corn in barns?
Yes, they used to keep corn in the barns years ago.
Before they threshed, how would they do that?
Well, some of them used to keep it loose and some used to keep it in sacks. But years ago they used to stack it in the barns.
That's what I mean.
Yes, stack it in the barns years ago. And that's the reason when you see these old barns about here, about Norfolk with the high doors, at one end and the low doors at the other. That's where I used to go into the wagons when they were loaded up.
Oh.
The high corridors and then come out the low ones when that was unloaded.